But that was done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know of no particular customs relating to the white people.
The act of mourning, how was that?
Well, it's just a long time ago, there was a rather formal mourning. The women wore their veils. Now, my father died in 1926, and I remember my mother wore black for a period of time and a half veil, you know, not the full veil, just a little suggestion of a veil for a period of time. I do remember older members of the family fully veiled. The woman who reared my father stayed fully veiled for a period of time. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she came along in that time. Now, when my great-grandfather, I have in the desk, the sideboard right here, when one would die, they would print, you know, a notice of his death, and that was carried to all the countryside on horseback by the Negroes to invite them to the funeral.
Mm-hmm. I see. What do they call the box itself?
Casket.
Casket.
Mm-hmm.
And the box that the casket fit in the...
Oh, let's see, what do you call that thing? In the vault.
That was the vault.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the family plot, if the place were in town, it would be called?
The cemetery.
Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Graveyard was gone.
Graveyard was gone, yeah, cemetery.
And
we used cemetery in the country, family cemetery, you know. Graveyard was very infrequently used. I ought to be an authority on that. I haunt graveyards. I love inscriptions and phrases and things like that.
Let's see. I have a few questions on whether it's, do you have a certain time that you have to...
I better get back in just a second. What time do you have now?
It's 4:00.
I go a little while on.
All right. Well, in fact, is there any chance that I have so many things?
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, what I wanted to do is get some very common expressions, put them in a frame,
mm-hmm.
and ask you to supply the most likely expression.
Mm-hmm.
Certain old expressions of shock. If someone doesn't hear what somebody says, what does he say? What's that? What's a strong expression of distaste, a milder one?
Mm-hmm.
Questions like that.
I'm the pint to blame. Well,
the use of Write Smart, the use, do you hear that at all?
Write Smart? Not much, huh?
And you didn't as a child?
Mm. I have heard it, but it's not a common expression at all.
It really is not that used in this area very much.
Write Smart? Not much.
Just questions like that. However, if I also have more specific questions.
Okay.
How about the weather? If it's been cloudy and rainy and you see the sun coming, you say, I think the weather is...
clearing?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you're after. I mean...
clearing is one possibility. The other possibility in some areas is fairing off.
I believe it's clearing off. Clearing off. I don't, fairing off would not be used.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearing up. Clearing up.
Clearing up.
Yeah, I think it's going to clear up and we can go fishing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clearing up is what you'd use.
The reverse of that, it's been very sunny, but you see clouds, you think?
Mm-hmm. It's clouding up.
Clouding up. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And how about weather changing or gathering or turning?